Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, I can't be the only one who does this random thing when someone coughs or sneezes, right?
I love it when we get to gauge how weird Ben is. It's a fun segment.
Plus, Callie, she's new to the show, and she wants to know, is her boyfriend too into her?
Plus, when you had to get someone else to do your dirty work, wait until you hear why we got into this conversation.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, totally. Setting the bar stories, stupid facts of the day, and so much more.
Welcome to your Monday podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Have a good 4th of July weekend.
How about you? Did you have a good weekend?
You're not answering.
Yeah.
And no, mine was fine. I did get heckled.
You got heckled?
Yeah, I got heckled, which was something I wasn't necessarily prepared for. It was a lighthearted heckle, I should say.
Great.
It wasn't like a, you suck, or anything like that.
Good.
But I was at Poplick there at the Poplick Park for my daughter, who was at practice on Saturday morning. And so I would just took the dog and I was kind of jogging the trails while she was at practice. And I passed by this group of joggers. It was probably about four of them, I would say. And as I'm going around them, we're both traveling in the same direction. They're like, "Oh, showing off, huh?" You know, just kind of like, you know, whatever. And I just kind of raised my hand like, hey, you know, that type of thing. Because I run with one earbud in my head as to be able to still hear things out, you know, in nature and everything.
Sure.
Traffic, all that stuff. And then I hear Ben Davis.
Oh gosh.
And I turn around and again I'm still jogging, mind you.
Sure.
I wave and they're like, "How's your nipples?"
OMG. OMG.
And then another person yells, "Are they chafing?"
Oh my God. And
I like put both of my hands on my chest and
sure.
kind of like make a face because again, I'm still kind of jogging, you know?
Right, you're not going to stop the jog for all that.
And I'm getting further away from them
right.
as I'm going. And so,
so
I kind of
be gesturing.
I'm gesturing and everything. And they're like, "You're on the left."
Oh,
so they start.
MG, they know
they
all the
start
points.
Throwing all the phrases, all the catchphrases at me.
That's great.
As I'm jogging with my dog,
see,
there.
They're super fans. They know.
Yeah, they do. And so.
And you know how they recognized you is from all the pictures that you post of you running.
Yeah, maybe. So shout out to them. I don't know your name, but I appreciate and your comments were heard.
To the nipple hecklers. Yes.
That was the funniest thing. That was the first thing they said.
That's
How
great.
Are your nipples?
Well, they were concerned. Like they know the activity. They know the dangers of the activity.
Yeah.
When it comes to nipple health. Yes.
I mean, you know the dangers of the activity and you don't even run.
No, but I have been goaded.
You've helped.
Into,
oh, yes, goaded. Don't say goaded, Kelly.
Well, I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
Let's not even say coerced.
I never volunteered. I never walked up and said, "May I do that for you?" I've never done that.
No, but I asked and you saw a need and...
No. Awkward. And I believe that I did ask if you lost the use of your arms.
I don't think you ever
someone
did.
Someone else to do this.
I don't think you ever did.
I feel like I did. That's great. I'm glad they checked on you.
Yes, they did. So I was heckled over the weekend and something that, no one's really prepared for being heckled. But yeah, I appreciate you and thank you for reaching out and asking about my well-being. It was good.
Great.
So yeah, fell asleep before any of the real fireworks happened and, but good thing my neighborhood made sure that no matter what time it was,
yeah.
there were fireworks to be heard.
And did they keep it going all weekend?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes.
Why would it end on the 4th?
Solid. That's solid.
Why would it end on the 4th?
Thank you so much.
Right, for sure. So, anyways, we'll get to a bunch of stuff today. We've got Dude Perfect tickets all week with the 99.7 Days of Summer powered by Interstate Batteries. So, it just keeps on rolling all summer long. So this week it's Dude Perfect. Next week, we're hooking you up with cash, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, every week it's something new here on 99.7 DJX. Yes, hot today. Scattered thunderstorms possible. High 92. Let's get to this feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a guy named Tyler, and I'll describe his look for you, wearing a hoodie, shorts, socks, slides, backwards baseball hat, got up on karaoke night on a Carnival cruise.
Okay.
And started crooning the most unexpected song, and he had the crowd eating out of his hand. I wanna tease you.
Okay.
He's getting it. Listen to the crowd.
That's funny.
It's so great.
That's funny.
I mean, he looks like your quintessential, like, frat boy. Right?
Sure.
Gets
right
up there, super unexpected. He understood the assignment. So did the crowd. They were joining in. And then he meets Keith Sweat at Keith Sweat's house.
Wait, how'd that happen?
I don't know. I think somebody set it up. I think it was a radio person that set this up. And then Carnival sent him a box of goodies to thank him for the viral moment on their ship, included a free 7-day cruise.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he's already got over 188,000 followers on TikTok with the first video getting 6 million views of that unboxing of the gifts from Carnival.
And there you go.
So he literally got on TikTok because of this moment. And then is like living his best life. And then his, I think he's got maybe 6 videos up there, 7 videos. And the last 2 are going to Keith Sweat's house and meeting him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Keith Sweat's like, well, he went viral, so I'm going to go viral now and jump in his video. It's like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
It just, he's like living his best life right now. What a moment. And the video is hysterical. It's all over the place. Like, hysterical. The ladies are just like, what? It's pretty great. See all of it at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Joey Chestnut returned to the hot dog eating competition.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your hot dogs now!
Such neat eating, too. The etiquette is just exemplary. Something to aspire to.
He's fairly neat.
Oh, my glory. With 70.5,
yeah, there it
hot
is.
Dogs and buns,
he did it.
In 10 minutes, the Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, Joey.
You know who I think was also really super happy to see him back? All the other competitors.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because they're like, dang it.
He's won that competition 17 times.
That's crazy. Crazy.
He beat the second place by 24 hot dogs. So at like some point, Joey didn't beat his own record because he didn't have to.
He didn't have to. He could slack off.
Yeah. I mean, he probably glanced over, saw like the leaderboard and was like, you know what? I could probably ease up a little bit.
I'm going to start phoning this in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Mickey Sudo, she won the women's competition.
And how many times has she won? I feel like
11.
Okay.
Yeah, she's won it 11 times. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some goats in the competitive eating world.
What point do you just say, hey, can you just do it for fun and let the others win the prize this time?
Oh, fun?
Because they're just so far beyond everyone else.
I think
with 17 wins, like nobody else will ever win this thing as long as he's in it.
Well, they need to then, like, he needs to, I don't know. I would say it's up to him to decide whether or not you know what? You guys are going to have to come beat me. Come beat me then.
Because there's nobody, I feel like there's nobody in the history of the world that's going to beat that, ever. He could just step away, and in 70 years,
right,
we'll be talking about like no
we'll
one's
be talking about Joey Chestnut
beating Joey.
Yeah, so there it is.
He's beat them by 24 hot dogs. That's crazy.
Well, you remember that he didn't do it last year because he was endorsing a.
Right. That
meatless,
was their moment.
Yeah, it was a meatless, vegan hot dog or something like that. And so,
and do we even know who won?
No.
I know. That's
no, we
so
don't.
Sad. No one is ever.
No.
Listen, no one's going to care about the Nathan's hot dog eating contest unless Joey's in it.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, and we're never going to remember their name. Oh, yeah. So sad.
That is sad.
Because the 2024 winner's sitting over going, guys. Hey, guys.
What about me?
Oh, that's pretty good.
What about me? So, yeah, Joey, he's, and again, like, I caught up with him a couple summers ago when he rolled into Louisville, and he's so down to earth and just such a chill dude. And
well, yeah, because, like, we shine the spotlight on him once a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we don't hear about him the rest of it. Is there like a season?
I mean, he gets invited to all these eating competitions all across the country and the world. And so, so, I mean, that is his job. So he gets paid to do that stuff. So,
oh gosh.
Yep.
And then did you talk about, do you like food? Like, do you ever sit and have a nice
and enjoy? Yes, exactly.
Meal where
exactly.
You taste the food and enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, he does. But you know, he is in season, and so he practices and he does certain things. But it's like I couldn't imagine him eating a hot dog leisurely.
I was going to say, does he ever like load it up with toppings and just eat one slowly?
Yeah.
Just for the taste.
Yeah. I know. That'd be something. All right. Hey, coming up next, we'll get some jokes on You Laugh, You Lose on the way on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The game of Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun, magical You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy.
Currently in my possession.
Which Kelly has currently in her possession. Thank you for reminding me. So, losers go first. That would be me.
That's you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Just so you know, that's you.
Kelly, I can't get this out of my mind.
Mm.
My grandma was staring through the window ever since it had started to snow.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, if it gets any worse, I'm really going to have to let her in.
You probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Came home and my dog peed a little because he was so happy to see me.
Oh, all right.
None of my friends pee when they see me, though. I'm surrounded by fakes.
Oh. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Kelly, the dude I pay to stop by once a week to pick up poop in my backyard just realized that I don't have pets.
Unfortunate.
For who?
For him.
Yes.
Yes. 1000%.
Yes.
Got this sent to me by a listener.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What does a nosy pepper do?
What does a nosy pepper do?
Gets all up in your business.
It's jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business.
Thank you. Yes. Got a little excited at the punchline there.
It's jalapeno business.
Hey, Kelly, I visited my friend at his new house.
Yeah?
Yeah. He told me to make myself at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I kicked him out. Hate visitors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, gotta
it's really
go.
Annoying. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a detective who just solves cases accidentally?
What do you call a detective that solves cases accidentally?
Sheer luck, Holmes.
Sheer luck. Hey, Kelly, I was watching an Australian cooking show.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah.
The audience cheered when the chef made a meringue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is odd because I thought Australians boo meringues.
Oh, wow. That was quite a long stretch to get to that one. That was, wow.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
They say money doesn't buy happiness.
Uh-huh.
But I am accepting donations to test that theory.
Ah, very good. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Hey, Kelly. I've forgotten all my boomerang jokes.
Oh, you have?
But I'm sure they'll come back to me.
they're going to come back to you. They are. Uh-huh. They are. That's what they do. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
FYI, if you're not afraid when someone is flipping through photos on your phone, you're probably boring.
Oh, yeah, you probably are. Hey, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that boomerangs are Australia's number one export?
I did not know that.
Yeah. They're also their number one import, too.
Yes, 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 because, again...
They go out and they come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Come back.
Hey, Ben, did you know you have a theme to your jokes today?
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know you're over 40 when you have upstairs ibuprofen and downstairs ibuprofen.
Yeah, I gotta keep them close.
That's a true statement.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the guy... Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the guy who swallowed a boomerang?
I did not hear about that guy.
Yeah, the hospital couldn't really do much for him, so they sent him home at 6. Then again at 7. He came back and then sent him home again at 8.
Coming back, and yeah, what a cycle.
Yeah, it's...
Probably still doing it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I called the incontinence hotline.
Oh.
They asked if I could hold.
Oh. Okay.
Incontinence hotline.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I bought a boomerang on Amazon.
What's the count up to now? Is this 6?
Only because of their 100% return policy, though.
Yes! 100% return! It's a quality product right there. It's quality.
Yes.
It's quality.
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Here's a genius idea.
Okay.
If you get cremated after you die,
uh-huh,
you can be put in an hourglass.
Oh.
And still participate in family game night.
Oh, that is actually a great idea. Someone flip Grandpa.
Yes.
It's you laugh, you lose.
Come at me with your next boomerang joke.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, my dad is a lot like a boomerang.
Yeah, how so?
I hope.
Oh, tragic, sir. Oh.
Love you, Dad.
Oh, wherever he is. Oh, dang it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I paid my teenager $10 to do the dishes. Then on his way to his bedroom, I mugged him because it's my job to teach him life lessons, too.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Kelly.
No. No.
I just made a boomerang out of a snake.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
I have a feeling that idea might come back and bite me in the butt.
Yeah, it's probably gonna. It's probably gonna. How many more you got? How many more? I'm kind of curious now at this point. Did you find all of the boomerang jokes on the internet and you're just like spewing them out today?
Kelly!
I feel like that's what's happening. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I've decided on my new career.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be a backward stripper.
A backwards stripper.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about this.
I'm going to come on stage naked and people are going to pay me to put my clothes back on.
Ow.
You take your stupid boomerang jokes and shove them where the sun don't shine, sir.
You know what? I'm going to take this selfie. I got it fair and square. There it is. You laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX.
So stupid.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
You know, upon further review, I believe you lost several times along the way.
I know.
In that one. You lost several times.
Yeah, well, who's counting? On it. It's your own fault for not catching it. All right, it's time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so sometimes it's not necessarily good to be first at something. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being the first person to get busted for a new law 2 minutes after it went into effect, then you're doing okay.
I'm guessing this person didn't know.
Probably not.
I'm guessing that's it, right?
Yeah. Guy in Florida, he got caught speeding, and the timing of this couldn't have been worse because it was right after this new law that went into effect called the Super Speeder Law. And it basically hands down tougher penalties if you're caught driving over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, how fast was he going?
So he was caught doing 104 in a 70. The law went into effect at 12:01 a.m.
Oh, no.
He got caught 2 minutes after it went into effect.
Oh, dang it.
Reason being stopped, the speed limit's 70 miles an hour. You're doing 104.
If you're doing 50 miles over the posted speed limit, or again, 100 or more, you could face 30 days in jail and a $500 fine, or both.
Wow.
If you do a second time, it could be 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both.
Yeah, so it's not clear if they let him off with the fine, or but there's footage of him being
the tougher punishment.
Yeah. But either way, he better not get caught super speeding again, because, as you heard, could get up to 90 days in jail now. But
wow.
Yeah. Yes, but you're right. He probably didn't know that that was a thing when it happened.
Completely unaware, yes.
Yes, but it's still a setting the bar story.
Bless his heart, though.
Bless his heart.
We should thank him for letting us know about it.
Yeah, because had he not been the first, maybe we wouldn't know.
I think the rest of us probably wouldn't have known either.
Yeah, so if you're maybe heading down to Florida for a little a vacation, maybe this or next week, keep in mind, the super speeder law is now in effect.
Don't be a super speeder.
Yep. That's your setting the bar story.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we have a first-timer on the show.
A first-timer?
Yeah, first-timer. She's new to the area. She's discovered the show. She's reaching out. So that's on the way. And then also, before that, I want to know if everyone does this, or is this just kind of a unique situation?
Why aren't we just going and calling this Ben's therapy?
It's not. Okay. Anyways, that's coming up. Hang on. Sometimes it's nice to know that you're not the only one, right?
Sure.
So we'll open up our show, and if you want, you can always message us with, hey, do other people do this, or is it just a me thing? 502-795-1997. But I noticed that over the weekend, especially, I was around some people, and there was someone who sneezed, and I realized that I hold my breath whenever someone coughs or sneezes around me. Is that a weird thing?
I've never noticed that about myself.
Do you? It's okay. So you don't do that, or you don't notice that you do that?
No, I don't do that. I'm still breathing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm still breathing.
Oh, but you hold your breath.
But I'll hold my breath until either I walk away or I feel like it's dissipated.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've never paid that much attention.
Now, I will say there are exceptions. The exceptions are if it's someone in my family. I don't really care.
Okay.
If it's someone in my family.
I'm breathing your germs anyway. We live in the same space.
Yeah, exactly. But if it's a stranger, then I'm like, I don't know where you've been.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I have literally never thought twice about that.
There you go. Now I'm making you think about it.
So this segment is all about gauging how weird Ben is.
No, okay. A little bit.
It's 1,000%. The cute little therapy corner is Ben weird.
Just got a text message from a listener. I do the same thing. See?
Okay.
So
subconsciously or consciously?
Well, I realized it consciously that I do it, but it was something that then I started thinking, how long have I done this? And I thought, well, I pretty much try to do it whenever possible. Like, especially
really?
Even if I'm walking outside, or especially inside, if someone coughs or sneezes and they don't cover up.
And you're like,
yeah, like if they don't cover up, or like they don't shield their mouth or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have to
stop breathing for a couple of seconds.
Stop breathing for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Or a couple of seconds or something to at least let it all evaporate.
Do they notice that you've just held your breath?
If they do, I do it, Kelly. I do it very discreetly.
Oh,
so I'm not like, oh, you know, I don't make a big gesture of it, because I don't want to embarrass them.
Right.
Of course. Is that the same as trying to, like, if you pass gas, if you try to smell up your own scent before anybody else does?
You're the weirdest little cat ever that you try to do that. It's impossible to smell up your own gas so no one else is victim.
But it's very courteous of you to try to do that,
great.
Right?
And then you look weird when someone sees you. You're like, And then like waving it all like towards if you, your face.
Like what if you that? Accidentally let one slip and you're in the elevator and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
And
no.
you don't want to crop dust someone.
You can do about it.
Right. Right. I mean, I know.
You're not going to, because then you're going to draw attention to yourself if you to start deeply sniffing in and wafting.
Yeah. So
that
are you
happens,
saying
you're just going to have to marinate in it? And so are they.
So are you saying that I'm so?
Yes, you're the only one.
Okay.
Yeah. The only one on planet Earth that thinks that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So normal that I hold my breath when someone coughs or sneezes. Not normal that I try to smell up my own stench.
Well, at least you and Dalton are doing the whole holding your breath when other people sneeze or cough.
Well,
I don't know if that constitutes normal.
All I needed,
one other person.
All I needed was one.
Okay. Great. Slapping a normal sticker on it then.
Just needed one other person for that.
All right. Yeah.
Great. Thank
but
you.
But no, you're the only one trying to smell up your own gas.
All right. But please note that is a courtesy factor.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Also, just try to avoid doing that. Don't crop dust other people if you can avoid it.
All right. Hey, thank you. Thank you
just
for that.
Box yourself in the car.
Little session there on 99.7 DJX. All right. Let's get to this feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So you can go to the website and see this story. According to many of her classmates in the senior class at this high school in Wisconsin, 18-year-old Molly was kind of a loner, just stuck to herself. But that wasn't always the case. In elementary school, she was way more social. It wasn't until she started to get older that some social anxiety started to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't blame her former friends. She took it upon herself to try to reconnect and did it in a unique way. She kind of dug into her artistic skills and spent hours in her garage loft and painted 44 portraits of her classmates.
Hmm.
She spent 13 hours on each one, 600 hours in total, and her classmates were amazed not only at the effort, but how incredible they turned out.
Haven't talked to her in years.
We've never hung out.
Not a lot of kids did hang out with her.
There was a connection there at some point, and I don't know, I really wanted to just talk to them again or be seen again.
Time and effort is incredible.
It's truly unbelievable is what it is.
I was so touched. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen someone do, especially for someone you aren't that close with. All of us probably feel a little regret not paying more attention.
We did have that friendship and I didn't put forth the work to keep it.
I wish I would have made more relationships with some kids that I didn't talk with.
You can't go through life thinking that you don't have friends because they don't like you, because that's not the case. People aren't thinking that hard about you. Like, it's all in your head. You just have to try.
Wow.
What a great lesson right there, right?
So she did 44. How many kids in the class?
I don't know how many kids total in the class, but those are the ones that she used to be friends with in elementary school.
Okay.
So she wanted to try to reach out and reconnect. And they look exactly like these kids.
Nice.
And she is a really good artist, and they turned out amazing. And so they get to keep that and hopefully move on with a really neat lesson about, hey, don't let your own insecurity keep you from getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the thing? Is she just kind of retreated thinking, oh, they're not going to like me. I shouldn't even try to talk to them.
Oh, wow.
When in fact, you know, she just realized all I have to do is try, you know, because they may be thinking the same thing that, you know, you don't like them. So just make the effort. You can see the full story at WDJX.com. CBS News covered it. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
You ever think we're too accessible sometimes? I have realized, especially while I've been having some phone issues that I highlighted a couple weeks ago, where like my screen is all wackadoo and I have sometimes I can't even see the screen, so I can't
Stunned you're still living like this. I'm stunned, mister. I get irritated with too many notification bubbles on my phone screen. Like, I'm stunned you've been able to live like this.
Well, part of it is I know that I'm supposed to be getting a new phone. And so I'm just kind of waiting for it to show up. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to wait for this phone to show up and then I'll send this back to get it fixed, because, I can send it back. I could have sent it back a couple weeks ago to get fixed.
But then you'd be without phone at all.
Yeah. but then I wouldn't have anything. And so my whole point is, I feel like sometimes we're too accessible. We're too able to be gotten a hold of. And that could be a good thing sometimes, but also it can be a thing where it leads to the, hey, if you don't text back, or if I'm left on read, or it says seen on your text, you're like,
that's the worst.
Why aren't you texting back? You saw it.
Exactly.
What's going, and so,
yes,
you know, that sort of thing, that sort of culture, yeah, it creates problems and everything. So, you know, and I will say, it's kind of been a little bit of a blessing to be able to throw my phone under the bus and just say, hey, sorry, I'm having a hard time.
Sorry if I don't text back.
If I don't text back, it's because I can't see it.
Screen's messed up, sorry.
Yeah. So, like, I can see maybe 2/3 of my screen, and the other third, I have to, like, scroll up or scroll down or zoom in to even see what it says.
Have you missed any text messages from your wife? Or your daughters?
So
I would say that would probably be the most irritated if yes.
Yeah. So, I still have my phone, like, connected to my smartwatch.
Oh, so you can see it there.
So, I can see everything that comes through on my smartwatch. So that's...
So your excuse of, sorry, my screen's messed up, I didn't see it, is really just completely null and void now, right? You just realized that, right?
You walked me right into that, didn't you? You walked me right into that.
You can't be disconnected because you got it on your wrist.
That's not even fair. That's not even fair. I didn't know I was getting walked right into that.
Like,
I didn't know.
If anything happens to my phone, I'm gloriously, I'm legit like on an island because I don't have that.
You know what? Me too. Just kidding.
Nope. It's out there. How many times do you use the excuse? Have you used the excuse on anybody?
Yes, of course I have, Kelly.
Oh, they know you're lying.
Except for in that instance, my watch was dead too.
Oh,
my watch was dead.
Right.
I was.
Yeah, you know, it was charging.
It was charging.
It was charging.
It was charging. I didn't see it. Callie reaches out to us. She's new to the city, and she's just kind of, and actually, like, she's come relatively, from what it seems, new to dating. She doesn't have a whole lot to pull from. So she's kind of come to us because
we're here for you, girl.
Yeah, group therapy coming up next. 99.7 JX. All right, time for some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. So I just moved to Louisville a couple months ago, recently found your show, and I love it already.
Thank you.
You two are hilarious. Make my morning so much better.
Thank you.
Wasn't sure if I should even write in because this probably isn't as wild or dramatic as what you usually get, but I figured I'd try anyway.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I'm in what I'd consider my first real relationship since high school.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for about 4 months. Things are pretty good. He's sweet, respectful, treats me well. But I'm starting to wonder if maybe he's too into me.
Oh, okay.
Like, he checks in all the time. I mean, texts, phone calls, random IMs, DMs, memes. He's basically communicating with me once an hour, sometimes more.
Oh.
It could be something cute, or just, hey, or asking me how my lunch was, or sending a cat video, which, okay, is usually funny.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's constant.
Yeah.
At first, it was kind of flattering, but now I'm wondering, is this normal in a serious relationship? Or is it something I should be paying more attention to? I haven't had much to compare it to. So I don't know if I'm being too sensitive, or if this is actually a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, would love to hear what you think. Am I overthinking? Or is this a girl better run situation? Thanks again for being awesome, keeping me company on my morning drive. Y'all are the best. Call me Callie, the new girl in the Ville.
All right, Callie, the new girl in the Ville. Thank you for reaching out to us. We appreciate it. You know, at initially, I'm like, you know, I don't know what the big deal is. I was just like
a little like love bombing, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, but then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I could, that almost seems like work then, where I've got to respond everywhere.
Yes.
I've got to respond on DMs. I've got to respond on Instagram. I've got to respond on TikTok. I've got to respond on text. I've got to respond on Facebook Messenger. I've got to respond. Yeah, exactly. And so you are, and then I'm sure she's getting the, hey, did you see that thing I sent you?
Uh-huh. 1,000%.
She's like, Which one?
Yes.
Which one? Which one?
And again, it's 4 months. It's still, you know, relatively new.
Sure.
We're starting to settle into kind of the routine of being in the relationship. I think it's great. He wants to connect. It does, once an hour, though, does seem a little like overkill.
Yeah.
And so do we just not respond immediately every time he sends us something?
You mean, because I can understand how she doesn't necessarily want to say, hey, quit sending me so much stuff.
Right, exactly. Because then you don't want to hurt his feelings.
Right, right. Especially if she likes him and he obviously likes her.
Sure. But I think maybe if, especially with like memes, maybe things on Messenger, I think we respond to text messages, unless those are coming at her once an hour.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
maybe you're not as prompt with your replies to just kind of give
things.
The little hint like, hey, I've got like work, or, you know, hey, I've, you know, had a busy day. Sorry, I couldn't get back to it. You know, I had to catch up later. And then maybe he'll start to get the hint that, oh, okay, she doesn't have the time every hour to be responding to me because, you know, she's got a job.
Is this a big deal? Is it not? How have you handled this situation in your life? 502-795-1997 is our number. That's what we do with group therapy, all right? So we got this message from Callie who... she's been dating this guy about 4 months, and she says about once an hour, he is sending something to her, whether it's a text, an IM, a DM, a meme, something. And she's like,
is that too much?
Right.
Because it feels like it might be a little much,
right.
But she hasn't really been in a lot of relationships, so she doesn't have anything to compare it to. So she's asking for, hey, those of you who have been in relationships, is this overkill? Is this normal? Is this good? Is it bad? What do?
I mean, you know, in my own relationship, we text each other throughout the day. But I'll get sent things on like Instagram. I'll get sent like memes or reels on Instagram or something like that. And then it's like at the end of the day, it's like, hey, did you see that reel I sent you? And it's like, oh yeah. And then I'll check it. But you know, it's not once an hour.
No, my husband sends me like TikToks.
Yeah.
And I keep forgetting to look at TikTok. Like that's the last one that I remember to look at. I'm mostly Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send him things from Instagram, but it's not nearly as much as he sends me more than I send him. And then I have to like catch up. Sometimes it's a couple of days before I've seen everything he sent me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that he's kind of show prepping for me because he'll find like, here's a feel good story for you.
Right.
Thanks, babe.
Right.
That's great. But yeah, it's not like incessant. Now, some people are chiming in on Facebook. Morgan says that's called being into you.
Uh-huh.
It's not checking in. That's called he likes you and wants to talk to you throughout the day. I thought you were going to say he was checking in, asking like where you are, who you're with, and what you're doing all day. That would be the red flag part.
Yeah, I get that. I do.
Yeah. And, oh, Stephanie says you'll miss it when it stops.
Mm.
And then Gia says, oh, and it will stop.
We did get a message from a listener who said, get out while you can. That's a red flag.
Oh.
And then another listener texted us and said, I'm currently going through this right now. I do like the guy, but he texts so much that I just don't respond back. And it's been going a solid 8 months. And she just tells him, I'm working, even if I'm not. That's kind of her excuse as to why she doesn't respond all the time.
The key here is, and everyone's asking this, does he get mad or does he get upset if you don't respond?
Oh, yeah, good point.
If he doesn't, then it's fine. Then he just wants to try to stay connected with you throughout the day.
Yeah.
And if you can respond when you can respond and that's good, then yay. Then he's just really, really into you and this is all a really good thing. If he starts to get mad, though, with you not responding immediately, then we start to get into red flag territory.
All right. I think that's where it is right there. That's the line. Just pay
his reaction.
Yep.
If
pay attention
back to him. Yeah.
Yep. Pay attention to that line. If the anger starts to, or the, you know, the accusations start.
Yeah. What were you doing that you couldn't respond to my cat meme?
Right. Exactly.
You start getting testy about it.
Right. Then that's a little bit of concern. I think for now, I think we're good. All right.
I enjoy the fact that he really, really likes you. This is a great thing.
Yeah. But I can understand. It can be overwhelming. That's for sure. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Thanks for finding the show.
Yay.
All right.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Keep us posted. We're invested.
All right, let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It. And we're going to introduce you to Katie calling us from Georgetown. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi there. All right, so Katie is 5'9". She's got brown hair. She's tall. Yeah, she drives a minivan.
Nice.
And she is married. How long have you been married, Katie?
9 years.
9 years.
Did you have
to do some math?
Yeah. I was going to say, Katie, I don't know how well this whole timed thing is going to go with you.
Is she multitasking? What are we doing right now?
Yeah, I don't know how well this is going to go. Katie. Oh, shoot. This is
Katie's
great.
Katie's busy. I can tell she's busy. We have things going on.
All right. Well, anyways, Katie, as a nod to the guys from Dude Perfect, all right, we're going to give you 60 seconds. You know, they're always doing things that are timed, right?
Right.
To answer as many of these pop culture questions as possible. If you don't know one, say pass, and we'll try to come back to it if we can, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you locked in? Are you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Oh, she's locked in. All right, here we go. The time will start when I finish asking the first question. Here we go. Finish the title of this Ed Sheeran song. Shape of blank.
Of you?
Rihanna is the voice in an upcoming movie for this small blue forest creature.
Perfect.
Okay. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Pass.
Okay. The main ingredient in ketchup is?
Tomato?
Yes. Joey Chestnut just won a 17th competition over the weekend, eating 70.5 of these.
Hot dog?
Yes. LeBron James plays which professional sport?
Basketball.
Yes. Jack Harlow designed an indoor soccer shoe paying tribute to this Louisville high school.
Male?
No. Atherton. What color is Chapel Roan's pony club?
Pink.
Yes, Chiquita is famous for which fruit?
Banana.
Dude Perfect got famous on which website?
YouTube.
Yes! Oh, wow! Good job!
She passed one.
Yeah, you only passed one. The one you passed, what does the K in K-pop stand for? That would be Korean.
Korean.
Oh, yeah. Korean pop. K-pop. Korean pop.
I thought it was, but yeah. I didn't know. I was nervous to say that.
I know. I was nervous too.
I know.
I was nervous too. And yeah, I think the only other one you got incorrect was
Atherton High School.
Yeah. Jack Harlow.
Went to Atherton.
Yeah, he went to Atherton. And this indoor soccer shoe that he designed from New Balance has the like burgundy and gold colors of Atherton. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, exactly. But Katie, congratulations. We're gonna hook you up, okay?
All right, awesome. Thanks.
All right. Well, here, Katie, we're gonna let you rest your brain for a hot second, okay?
It was a lot.
Okay, thanks. It needs it.
All right. She says it needs it. All right, hang on. We're gonna get more information from you. Oh, shoot.
I love it.
All right.
It feels like maybe she was in the minivan. There's a lot going on in the minivan.
Yeah, you know, right, hey, sometimes you can't be distracted by things that we want to do.
I know. Sometimes it's not timed perfectly, but you got to jump through the hoops when we want you to jump through the hoops.
That's what the name of the game is, all right? If you could hire someone to do something uncomfortable for you, what would it be?
I'm going to go out and say, go to my gynecologist appointments. I don't have to do that. There's one key thing you have to possess.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be a little interesting if it's a...
I can't send you.
I was going to say, I can't sub in.
That's not going to work.
I can't tap in for you there, Kelly.
My stunt thing.
My stunt thing? No.
My stunt lady part. You can't be that. No.
No, I can't. But yeah, you know, there are some uncomfortable things that we all do in life. it's part of life, right? And sometimes you wish, why do I have to do it myself? Why can't I just have someone else do it? Well, in Japan, we've talked about this before, but there are these companies that are raking in tons of money because you can basically hire them to quit your job for you.
Wait a second. People aren't brave enough to quit their own job, so they hire someone else to let the boss know, oh, they're not coming in anymore.
Unfortunately, quitting your job in Japan can be hard. It's not uncommon for workers to face verbal abuse, or bosses tearing up resignation letters, refusing to let employees go.
Oh.
Quitting can sometimes be seen as a betrayal, too.
Yeah, so the culture there is so...
It's offensive to quit.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so a lot of workers, that's the most difficult thing they do, is quit a job because it is seen as you know, disrespectful, as...
Is it even more disrespectful, though, to not deliver the news yourself?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess they're not so much. What's the fee to, like, hire somebody else to go let them know you're not coming in anymore?
So it depends, but it could be up to, like, $350, U.S. bucks, to have someone basically go in, negotiate for you, and just tender your resignation. And it has gained so much popularity that, like, these companies are raking in millions of dollars.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, especially in these cultures where confrontation is not only try to avoid it altogether.
Yes.
Right.
Which is interesting and a little ironic that now there are companies that do just that.
Yeah.
Face the confrontation.
It's almost like a mediator, comes in and just says, hey, I'm representing, so-and-so, and
they're not coming back.
And,
thanks though.
Right.
I say thanks so much for the years.
Right. Exactly.
They want to stay on friendly terms. Hopefully you're not mad.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, what would you...
Well, at least they're not ghosting them. At least they're letting the companies know they're done.
Right.
So, instead of just disappearing and never coming back.
If you could hire someone to do something uncomfortable for you, what would it be? Or when did you have someone do your dirty work for you?
Mm.
All right. 502-795-1997.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of stunt breakup kind of situation.
Yeah, right.
I sent my friend to go tell him I was dumping him.
I mean, I can think back to high school for me and kind of have a scenario similar to that. We're talking about how there are companies in Japan where they will quit your job for you. Kind of wondering, hey, if you could hire someone to do something uncomfortable for you, what would it be? Or maybe when did you have someone do your dirty work? But before we get to some of your stories, here's another story from an American working in Japan.
You can hire somebody to quit your job for you in Japan. And I did not understand why until I quit my first job here.
Yeah, so she's working over there in Japan. She did this TikTok that kind of explains what happened and has millions of views.
Soon as I turned in my resignation letter, it was like a criminal trial had started. My boss, my boss's boss, my boss's boss's boss, they sat down and grilled me. They for real wanted an apology with tears. It was not enough to tell them that I had gotten a better job. They wanted to know all the details. What my new job would be, how long I'd stay there, what my salary was going to be. And I had heard of people here whose old job tried to sabotage their new job with this kind of information. So I was stressed. And mind you, I come from a country where I had coworkers who wrote, I quit on a napkin and were never seen again.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's a really good point. Like, you're welcome. I told you.
Right.
Okay, bye. At least I didn't write it on a napkin.
Right.
Quite the culture shock. After they finally accepted my reason for leaving, they still wanted an apology letter and for me to give a speech to the staff saying sorry to them as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, now I get it.
Right.
I wouldn't want to go through that at all. all.
Right.
Ever. Yes, that sounds like $350. Well worth it.
Could you imagine getting up in front of the staff and going,
no.
Hi, I am no longer going to be working here because Sorry. You all are terrible human beings
no,
and my
no,
boss is
that.
Terrible.
I found another job. They're going to pay me more. That's all. Sorry. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, there's a lot of different reasons to quit, but yeah.
I'll miss that is... you, not you. I'll miss you.
I'll miss you and you, not you and you. And you, but not you, or you,
oh,
or
wow.
you, or this person.
You know what? We should send the famous scene from Jerry Maguire over there. It could be this.
What? I can't quit you?
Who? No. Who's coming? Oh. Jerry Maguire.
Oh, was I thinking of Brokeback Mountain?
Brokeback Mountain? How is Brokeback Mountain and Jerry Maguire at all?
And I don't know.
Who's coming with me? Causes the big scene in the middle of the cubicles?
Vaguely
could
familiar.
Be that. Vaguely familiar?
Who would you hire to do something uncomfortable for you? Got a text from a listener. I would pay someone to go to my annual review at work. It's awkward. Just bring me the
what?
Boss's comments. Hello, I'm here on behalf of Ben. Go ahead and...
I'm Stunt Ben today.
Go ahead
I would like
and
to hear
us...
how you think real Ben is doing.
and I will
I'll
go ahead.
Him.
I'll go ahead and record this conversation and make sure that he hears it.
I'll break it to him gently. OMG. Samantha says, I once made my best friend send back my food at a restaurant because I didn't want to seem high maintenance and I thought the server was cute.
Oh, no. It's like the server made your food and you didn't want to, like, dis...
Well, you just didn't want to upset the cute server like, by seeming like you're a Karen.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. This... Hey, okay. You're going to have to send this back because I think he's cute.
No. Like, yes. Like, she could just... Listen, this. I know this is so not your fault, but...
That's
funny.
If you
could, like, take it back and get him to change it, and I feel so bad. Oh, please don't think of me.
All right. We'll take some more of your stories coming up here on 99.7 DJX. When did you have someone do your dirty work? Or... Can we do your dirty work for you?
Oh, I see. I'm uncomfortable with that.
See,
I don't
that'll
like
make it even funnier.
Situation.
We're thinking of comedy here, Kelly.
I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to do it.
All right, 502-795-1997. By the way, stick around for Alyssa's unhinged dirty work that she had someone do for her. We were talking about, like, when did you have someone do your dirty work?
Because in Japan, there's a company or companies that hire to quit their jobs for them because it's such a big ordeal, which I get it. Now that I hear what they have to go through, I get it. I'd probably hire them too, 1,000%.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
that's money well spent in my book now.
from, you know, our culture where like you can literally write, I quit on a napkin and hand it to someone and say,
that's it.
I'm done.
Not the same thing.
It's not
in
the
Japan.
Same thing
they
here.
It's like an inquisition.
Yep.
They demand lots of answers.
An apology.
And an apology
and
with
that.
Tears.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Zach said, I gave my little sister my login just so she would go through the process of canceling a weird streaming service I accidentally signed up for.
Oh, yeah. You know,
sometimes
I don't want to go through all that. I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
Candace, I once dictated a breakup text to my roommate because I was too nervous. I accidentally ended it with ha-ha or a heart emoji.
Oh, she said she was worried she would accidentally end it with a ha-ha or a heart emoji.
Okay, all right. Oh, my gosh.
We got another from Allison who said... I don't know if this counts as dirty work, but anytime my husband and I are at a store and he can't find what he's looking for because he refuses to ask someone because hashtag dude, I find the first employee I see and very comfortably ask them where said item is. It's never been weird once, so I don't know why he just refuses to ask someone.
That's
so
hilarious.
So yeah, so he kind of hires you to do his dirty work.
Right. And just like, hey, because listen, I don't want to seem dumb, especially if it's like right there.
Right. I will say that I will ask... Almost right away, because I hate just wandering around places.
You don't even try to find it by yourself?
I don't even try to find it by myself. And sometimes it's like, yeah, it's right there next to you. And I'm like, ow!
Ow! That's right. I was going to find that.
Yeah.
let's see. Ashley says in middle school. And embarrassingly, again, in college, I had a friend ask a guy if he was into me while I pretended not to care.
That was how I asked my prom date out. I had someone else hand a note that said, hey, will you go to prom with Ben?
Precious.
But it was kind of
yes or no.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But
oh
it was kind of tongue in cheek. Like we were kind of joking about it. Like
and kind of cute.
A couple weeks before. Yeah, exactly.
Rob, I once had my mom call into my job when I was 23 to say I had the flu because I couldn't fake it convincingly.
Man, mom aiding and abetting right there.
Wow.
When did you have someone do your dirty work for you? Renee said, I had my new boyfriend. Yes, I know this sounds bad. Reply to my ex-boyfriend one night just to put an end to the you up text. He
oh
did.
My gosh.
We're still dating.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, that's kind of how you let the ex know, I've got a new boyfriend now.
Yeah.
You're going to need to stop.
Yeah, right, right.
Hannah, I ghosted my Bumble date via my cousin.
Oh.
After one very awkward brunch, I ghosted a guy by letting my cousin tell him I had moved to a different state.
Yeah, she's no longer in Kentucky.
That's like Chandler. I'm moving to Yemen.
I am moving to Yemen. And then finally, saving the best for last, Alyssa, when I broke up with my ex, I didn't want the drama.
Sure.
So I had my two best friends help me pack and move out while he was at work.
Wow.
I left a note on the counter and everything.
Well, okay, at least she left a note.
She did.
So that he didn't just come home with lots of questions when all of her stuff is gone.
Yikes. All right. So it sounds like you literally hired your friends to
yes.
help you do the dirty work.
Absolutely.
That's
like,
funny.
Listen, we can get this done quicker if you help me out.
Right. All right. Hey, good stories there. Thank you for that. How about a stupid fact of the day?
I don't know.
This may be a bad time to announce that three new spicy McMuffins have been added to McDonald's menu, and they're going to start rolling out here tomorrow.
Why is that bad timing?
Stupid fact of the day. Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth.
Oh my God.
Which is why spicy foods
hurts so much they burn.
Burns on the way in and burns on the way out.
Why couldn't you just let everybody figure that out? Like everyone knows.
No, so it,
how
yeah,
spicy
but
foods can feel.
Sure, but
both
maybe you didn't know the science behind it though.
I don't think we needed to know the science here.
You're not fascinated by this?
No, I'm not. I'm not fascinated about rectum learning. I'm not. Not something I,
I hardly knew him.
That's great. No, I didn't. No, that's not really. That's not really where I need to start my day. I don't need to start there. Nope.
You mean you don't need to learn about rectums?
No. Yeah. No. I am not a gastroenterologist for a reason.
Mm.
For many reasons, actually.
Okay. One, you probably weren't smart enough to get into
1,000%. That's yes. Number one.
That's probably number
one. Number two probably wouldn't be my specialty. If I were to go the medical route.
Yeah, so stupid fact of the day. There you go.
Thank goodness for the people that do, but
yes,
not me.
Yes. There
I'm
are similar
there.
Cells in your rectum and in your mouth, which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're eating them.
Did you have to repeat it? Did you? Did you have to? Because, again, didn't need to start my day with that kind of learning.
See, you know what?
I didn't.
We're getting text messages from people that says that is fascinating, and I did wonder how that worked. See?
Really?
There you go.
Just Amy. One person. Amy.
That's all I needed. Amy, thank
your
you.
Amy's enabler. She's always your enabler. I feel like you're doing this show for Amy.
Listen, Amy, and next
yourself.
Next time Kelly goes on vacation, give me a call.
And you know which direction the show will go. Down the tubes into the gutter.
All right. All right. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
We're getting some text messages. And people think it's fascinating. Amy. Amy's the one.
I'm just saying she represents a larger group of people who are a little embarrassed or shy to text
in. It's a club of two. It's you guys. Have your meetings. Leave us out of it.
All right. It's time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
Or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
All right. So we've always heard hey, be aware of your surroundings. And, you know, we talk about that a lot. There is a line, though, where it turns into kind of being nosy and then just absolutely inconveniencing everyone. So that's kind of where we're in. If you can manage to make it through the day without misinterpreting a text message not intended for you, causing your flight to turn around and go home.
What?
You're doing okay.
What in the world happened mid-flight?
Yeah, so this passenger saw... RIP on another passenger's phone. misinterpreted that as a security threat. America Airlines confirmed, well, America Airlines turned around and went back to San Juan. It was a flight from San Juan to Dallas.
And because of RIP?
Yep.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't know. So American Airlines, the airlines that it happened, confirmed that the threat was non-credible. Basically, once they got home, checked everything out, and then realized, oh, no, actually, it was just a family death or a death in the family, and the message was meant as a gesture of condolence, that, all right, we're good to go, and go again.
Were they thinking it's like, oh, a bomb threat just came in on that phone and
so,
we turned around?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, obviously they say safety and security, top priorities. They apologize to any inconvenience, yada, yada, yada. But it's like you're that passenger and you see RIP and that's what you immediately go to?
I automatically think, oh, there was probably a death in that person's life.
Yeah.
Like either a family member or a friend.
Is that me being naive or just not freaking out at every little thing?
I don't know. Is there like, you know, a secret, I guess, symbol or secret message system that we're unaware of? That
so I don't know.
Okay.
Again, I don't know how like the person who saw the RIP convinced the airline to check it out. Maybe.
Like, no, I think there's a bomb on the plane.
Well, if they say that, I mean, maybe there is one of those like rules where they say, hey, we have to check everything out. Like we can't just afford to go, oh, well, maybe.
Well, then they do an emergency landing, like on the route. How long did it take for
them to
turn around and get back?
Puerto Rico to Dallas. So maybe it was over water and maybe the closest like airport was
having to turn around.
San Juan. Exactly. So anyways. That's the setting the bar.
What did they tell the crowd? Oh, we're going to have to circle back and turn around for no particular reason.
We're just
got to check some stuff out. Sorry. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, how did that not cause
concern? I don't know. But
this whole thing is bizarre.
Yep. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Just keep yourself, stop looking at other people's phones.
I know. Without eavesdropping on someone's phone, misinterpreting what you see and then freaking out and causing an inconvenience to everybody.
Or tap on the shoulder and say, are you up to no good?
Tell somebody. Excuse me. Do I need to confiscate your phone and see what's going on there?
Or do I say my condolences?
Yeah, I know. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. And man, I just seeing all that news from the floods there in Texas and just thinking how crazy it, like the floods that we had earlier in the year and how much more tragic it could have been for us. But yeah, absolutely heartbreaking to see some of those stories and hear some of the stuff out of Texas there.
The campers.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah. It's terrible. And you know, you never think as a parent, you're going to drop your kid off at camp
and
a natural disaster is going to happen. And yeah, but I guess that campsite, back in the 80s, there was a flood that was like that. Back in the 80s. And
it was obviously known to be in a flood zone, but had been around forever, I think since 1925 or something. It dates back a very long way. But then there were other like nearby camps where some, you know, amazing stories of heroes emerged. There were some boys, the counselors, the young counselors, like teenage counselors, got every kid to safety and like literally.
Yeah. And when it happens at night,
up to the rafters.
Yeah. Yeah. When it happens at night, that's when it's super dangerous. And you know, obviously, you know, you don't see the rising waters at night. And
no.
Yeah. So
it's sucker punch. And there's like time lapse video showing how quickly.
Yeah. They said like 45 minutes.
It's crazy.
It's crazy
how fast it
crested
was.
Like 29 feet.
I was praying they can find some more, but I know like the rain was continuing yesterday, which was really thwarting the rescue, the search and rescue efforts, and it was reaching a critical stage of having to find the survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They did. They found some people.
They found some.
Mm-hmm. Hanging on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rescued some people. So hopefully they'll find some more.
All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Tap listen. It's a great way, especially in the summer, if you're just waking up and you missed the meat of the show, you missed a lot. And you can catch up on what you missed, a little FOMO. It doesn't have to be FOMO because it's right there on the website at WDJX.com. Tap listen.
Yeah, we don't slow down because it's summertime. You can just, you know, catch us when you wake up.
Yep, Lincoln. For sure. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.